This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president pledged to push for victory in 2023 as he and other Ukrainians on Friday marked the somber first anniversary of the Russian invasion he called the longest day of our lives.
Українським прикордонникам і усім вам.
He said, we survived the first day of the full-scale war. We did not know what tomorrow would bring, but we clearly understood that for each tomorrow you need to fall. He said in an early morning video address, Ukrainians planned memorials, candle vigils, and other remembrances for their tens of thousands of dead, a toll growing all the time as fighting rages in eastern Ukraine in particular. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Friday reacted reservedly to a Chinese proposal for ceasefire in Ukraine, saying Beijing did not have a lot of credibility as a mediator.
China doesn't have much credibility because they have not been able to condemn the illegal invasion of Ukraine.
He also reminded reporters Beijing had signed an agreement with Russian President Vladimir Putin only days before the invasion. Poland has delivered its first Leopard tanks to Ukraine, the country's president and its defense minister told a meeting of the National Security Council on Friday. Officials did not give details on the number of tanks delivered to Kyiv at this stage, but Poland had earlier pledged that a company of Leopard tanks would be handed to Ukraine as part of coalition building. A year on, casualty figures are horrific on both sides, although Moscow and Kyiv are keeping precise numbers under wraps. Find more on our website, voanews.com.